I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Happy Tuesday. I hope your day is treating you well. Today, we are talking about conflict styles in the Enneagram, but first, today's Rosebud and Thorn. My rose today is that I have a day where I get to work from the office all day, and this is kind of rare. Like, I don't have anything I need to do at home. I really can just come into the office first thing in the morning, leave at the end of my work day, and those days are really nice. I find them really relaxing because there's not a lot of driving back and forth. Everything I need is right here with me. And I got to pick up a lunch from Trader Joe's on the way, and it was really exciting. I don't know. That's my rose. My thorn is that I'm in a weird season of changing up my business model, and it's kind of stressful. Like, it takes a lot of trust that everything's going to be okay. And yeah, so we're doing that, but it's a practice. My bud is that I am recording this on a Thursday, and tomorrow morning my husband and I leave for our anniversary trip, and I know that I have beaten this bud to death at this point, but I'm honestly so excited. Like, I'm just really looking forward to having 2 days, at least one full day, where we are just in each other's company, and that's all we have to think about. And yeah, and we both just love a little trip out of town. Now, let's get into today's episode. One of my favorite relational assets the Enneagram offers is the awareness of our conflict styles. So how each type shows up when things just aren't going the way we planned or would like for them to go. There are three groupings for what Riso and Hudson coined the harmonic triad. There's positive outlook, competency, and reactive. I'm going to break it down for you over this episode, starting with the positive outlook group. So a positive outlook group is types 7, 9s, and 2s. They approach conflict by looking for the bright side, choosing a positive outlook, avoiding reality, and focusing on others. Type 2s in conflict often emphasize a positive self-image, maybe a positive experience. They may focus on the good qualities of others. They may repress negative thoughts and feelings and overfocus on the needs of other people. Type 7s in conflict emphasize positive experiences, focus on enjoyment and excitement. They may avoid internal pain and emphasize their own needs being met. And then type 9s in conflict put emphasis on positive qualities, avoid seeing the problems, ignore the conflict, and tend to over-accommodate the needs of others while ignoring their own needs. Our competency group is made up of types 1s, 3s, and 5s. They approach conflict by being corrective, focusing on efficiency, and applying knowledge to create a course of action. Our ones in conflict tend to repress their feelings until they get things right, putting emphasis on being correct and sensible and focus on doing the right thing. Threes in conflict set aside their feelings to achieve their goals. They emphasize being capable and standing out, wanting to work within the system, but also like dancing outside of it and being the rules or cutting corners to get things accomplished. Type fives in conflict detach from the world and stay focused on their own priorities. They withdraw and think and focus on being the expert and having all the information needed to solve the problem. And then our reactive group is types 8, 6, and 4. They approach conflict through expression, often becoming temperamental, defensive, or confrontational. Fours in conflict seek to be understood and seen. They can become temperamental and self-absorbed, as well as react dramatically to the problems that they are facing. Sixes in conflict seek a mixture of independence and support. They can become pessimistic, doubtful, and anxious, and focus on remaining independent so that no one takes advantage of them. In our eights, in conflict, seek independence and self-reliance. They take charge and confront others to protect themselves from being hurt or feeling vulnerable. Now, this is helpful to know because when we can recognize our type pattern, when we see it arise, when things don't go our way, it's helpful for us to note this, right? Sometimes it's the perfect response for us to give, and other times we may want to hold it more lightly and notice that we're doing something that isn't serving our highest good in the long term. It may be the way that we've coped so far in the world, but it may not be the way we have to cope moving forward. So some food for thought as you go about your day today. How do you see your conflict style arise? Can you notice the conflict styles of other people in your life and how yours and theirs may interact? And what's one small shift you can make to have a healthier relationship to conflict? As always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you tomorrow for the next episode.